track 13 and a roundup of the sport, and we start with football. Whilst their first 11 had no game, Newton Abbott 66 second 11 were in action at Osborne Park on Saturday, November the 1st. They secured a fifth win of the campaign in the South Devon Football League Division 3, scoring 7 against Totnes and Dartington second 11. In the Premier Division, Paignton Villa turned on the style for the crowd in the first of three fair play fixtures at Coach Road. The game on Halloween night produced lots of tricks and treats, and both teams not only contributed to an entertaining game of football that Villa won 5-3, but also agreed to donate the gate money to Plymouth and District Leukemia Fund. In Division 1 at the top, Brixham Town have moved 5 points clear following a 6-4 win at Newton Abbott Spurs Thirds. In Division 2, Babbacombe Corries remain on top of Division 2. A comprehensive 12-2 win over Upton Athletic keeps them a point ahead of the three chasing Plymouth-based teams. In Division 3, it was all about the bottom half of the table, where Ipplepen Athletic collected their first win of the season with a 3-1 success at Walden Athletic Seconds to move them off the bottom on goal difference. Meanwhile, South Brent won the A38 Derby game by 2-0 at Buckfastleigh Rangers. In Division 4, they had a full programme, and at the top, Chudley Athletic Seconds remained 3 points clear as a result of a 5-2 win at Catebrook over Barton Athletic Seconds to keep their good form going. Plymouth Argyle's problems are no overnight fix. That was the sobering message from head coach Tom Cleverley after his side's dismal 2-0 FA Cup defeat at Wycombe Wanderers plunged the Pilgrims deeper into crisis. And Tipmouth AFC and Bobby Tracy AFC both tasted victory in the South West Peninsula League on Saturday. They got the new month underway with 3 points apiece, Tipmouth beating Torridge AFC at home and Bobby winning away at Ilminster Town. For a little rugby, the All Whites claim local bragging rights in the Cup. Newton Abbott Rugby Football Club are on course for a tilt at some silverware after defeating old adversaries Tynmouth 22-19 in the semi-finals of the Devon Intermediate Shield. The last time the All Whites reached a final was back in 2022 when they defeated Kingsbridge 31-22 in the Intermediate Cup, and they won promotion that season too. Luke Cowan-Dickey marked his 50th England cap in dream fashion, crashing over for a try in a dominant 25-7 win over Australia at Twickenham on Saturday. And just a young darts talent is on a rapid rise. Teambridge Darts Academy youngster Alfie Hutton has enjoyed a whirlwind journey on his way to success in the sport. He's been playing darts for less than 2 years and yet has a number of impressive accolades to his name. Gibraltar is the upcoming destination as he looks to tackle the Junior Darts Corporation World Championship later this month. Looks like we might have our very own Luke Littler around. And that concludes our roundup of the sport for this week.